Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A private vigil was held by students and faculty at Lincoln University for the 7 people who were shot during the school's homecoming celebration Saturday night. KYW Sherrod A. Howard is reporting on the latest from Chester County.
It's a shame, and sorry for the one who lost their life and the 6 that got hurt.
DJ Ray and Crystal Grimes were with their daughter Paris, a student at Lincoln University, as families, faculty, and students gathered Monday afternoon to remember the victims of this past weekend's shooting during homecoming at the school, the oldest HBCU in the country. Now, the Chester County DA said just before 9:30 Saturday night, gunfire erupted outside of the school's International Cultural Center, killing Jawan Jeffers, a 20-year-old man from Wilmington, Delaware. 6 others were wounded. All are expected to recover. Crystal and DJ Ray say they're thankful their daughter's safe, but they hope the school improves security to prevent another similar incident.
Because a lot of times when it's happening, it's not the people that go here.
Of course, you lean on your faith heavenly, but also be aware. We're living in reality.
Officials say they have one person in custody, Jaquees Morgan Thompson, charged with carrying a concealed firearm without a license. However, they haven't determined yet if the gun was involved in the shooting. But investigators say they strongly believe there were multiple shooters. Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Republican in the Pennsylvania Senate wants to amend the state constitution to prohibit what's called venue shopping, where lawyers file civil lawsuits in counties where juries tend to be more generous. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Crime sponsor Northwestern PA Senator Chris Dost says the only way to address so-called venue shopping is by constitutional amendment, and it's needed after the Supreme Court rescinded its rule that prevented it. Penn Medicine Senior Counsel Mary Ellen Neps says higher awards in certain counties like Philadelphia have created a shortage of medical professionals across Pennsylvania, especially in maternity care, as she says juries don't distinguish between bad outcomes and negligence.
Hospitals essentially are becoming guarantors of care outcomes regardless of fault.
But Bucks County Democrat Steve Sanicero calls the proposed amendment dangerous because he says it's not limited to medical malpractice and would apply to all civil suits, and also
because the Constitution very wisely vested in the courts the ability to make its own rules as a matter of separation of powers, which is a pretty fundamental aspect of constitutional law.
A constitutional amendment needs to pass both the State House and State Senate in 2 consecutive sessions. Then it goes on the ballot for all voters to decide. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Security officers were joined by elected officials and students on the campus of Temple University yesterday for a rally demanding better wages from their employer, Allied Universal. As KYW's Sonny Morgan tells us, their union is ready to strike.
I'm starting college in January, and I need to find a new place to live by April.
That's Stephanie, a security officer who, like many members of 32BJ SEIU, says they can barely pay rent with their checks. Union members rallied on Broad Street and Paulette Walk, where they chanted and talked about ongoing negotiations with security contractor Allied Universal, whom they have been bargaining with since late July. SEIU's local chapter represents over 3,000 security officers, mostly black and brown employees, and many were holding signs that said, respect black workers and how much is my safety worth? Councilmember Isaiah Thomas stood with Councilmember Kendra Brooks as he spoke to workers.
We are going to do everything in our power to make sure that the next generation of security guards don't have to work two jobs just to be poor.
Thomas introduced legislation in June to require employers to provide minimum security training for officers. Daisy Cruz, the district director for 32BJ SEIU, says Allied Universal's profit margin has increased because of the workers.
We don't want to pull nobody on strike, but these officers are tired and it's enough is enough.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Recent stories around our region involving young women facing violence at the hands of someone they've dated is reigniting the conversation about teen dating violence and how to stop it. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with an expert at Rutgers University.
Teen dating violence is a pattern of abuse by someone in an intimate relationship. It can be verbal or physical and can have long-term consequences for the victim. Sarah McMahon is a professor at Rutgers University School of Social Work and director of their Center for Research on Ending Violence. She says the internet has made teen dating violence even easier.
Making threats online, stalking somebody, non-consensual sharing of images, so many other forms of controlling behavior, asking to have access to somebody's passwords.
A recent study on teen dating violence cited the issue as a critical public health priority. A 2021 government survey among high school students showed 1 in 12 experienced physical dating violence each year and about 1 in 10 experienced sexual dating violence. McMahon says an important piece of the puzzle is their peers, who are often aware of what's happening.
But it's a lot of responsibility, right, on teens to be figuring out what to do if they think that there's something that's not going quite right in one of their teens' relationships.
She says schools are important settings for prevention. Both New Jersey and Pennsylvania require school districts to adopt policies that prevent and respond to dating violence. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.